This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. It is an honor for me to be out here this afternoon as we kick off National Small Business Week. And to that end, have a special announcement to make for the City of Buffalo and our small businesses. I want to welcome everyone to Buffalo Fresh and thank the owner, Adam Abdullah, for welcoming us here today and for doing business here in the City of Buffalo. This is one of two Buffalo Fresh locations here in the City of Buffalo, which is providing fresh food to the surrounding community. And I want to thank Adam and his family and their team for these two locations and what I understand may be expansion in the future. So I wish you nothing but the best as you guys continue to move forward. From my early days on the Buffalo Common Council, support for small businesses is something that I've been very passionate about. Small businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and across the City of Buffalo we have so many different neighborhoods, and our small businesses give those commercial strips in those neighborhoods the character that they have. To that end, we've assisted small businesses in a number of ways over the years. We created the South Buffalo Farmers Market, which is now a thriving commercial ecosystem in one of our Olmsted parks, which continues to grow on a yearly basis. We created a small business grant program with the use of discretionary dollars, which was then replicated citywide and led to $3.5 million being distributed to more than 200 businesses across the City of Buffalo. But it's important that we get out and we celebrate small businesses, in particular the entrepreneurs behind them. These aren't people who are just opening businesses for their benefit. These are places that provide jobs, goods, services to the residents of the City of Buffalo. One thing I want to do is remind people this week to spend your money locally. But not just this week, it's important that we do it on a year-round basis. Every dollar that we spend in the city is multiplied several times over as it circulates through the local economy, which provides additional jobs, more economic wealth, and economic vitality through the City of Buffalo. To that end, when I took over as mayor, one of the things I talked about a lot is partnerships. And these are examples of partnerships. Another one is an initiative that we are launching today, and that is the Mayor's Small Business Advisory Cabinet. This is a cabinet that's going to be made up of a diverse group of a dozen businesses or businesses associations with representation from every portion of the City of Buffalo and every kind of business, whether that's restaurants, retail, service providers, whatever it might be. It's a partnership between my administration and our small business community, which will develop solutions to challenges businesses face, find ways the city government can support our small businesses, and a way for us to work together to build and strengthen conditions for our small business community. For those who are interested, I would ask them to please visit the city's website. There's a small form. It just takes a couple of minutes to fill out. And on that form, it's going to ask you what your priorities are. What is an issue you'd most like to see addressed by the City of Buffalo in an effort to help support small businesses. That application is open for the next couple of weeks, and I encourage everyone to please apply. At that point, my team, the Office of Strategic Planning, The mayor's office, our grants department will review those responses and those people who submitted their names. For those of you who are not selected to be part of the cabinet, don't worry. All the concerns that you raise will be utilized by the cabinet as we move forward to inform our decision making and set benchmarks as we move forward. So if you are interested, please visit the City of Buffalo website at www.buffalony.gov/smallbusinesscabinet. I'll be visiting this week dozens of small businesses throughout the community to let them know about this opportunity, but also to demonstrate the diversity of our local economy and to listen to those concerns that exist. So again, if you are interested, please visit the City of Buffalo's website at www.buffalony.gov/smallbusinesscabinet. The City of Buffalo's growth is driven by our small business, and Buffalo Fresh here is a prime example of that. These are the neighborhood stores and restaurants that we can depend on regardless of what's taking place in the national economy. They provide stability here in this neighborhood and neighborhoods across the City of Buffalo. So I want to thank you again, Adam, for hosting us here today. Thank your family for hosting us here today. And again, for all those of you who are interested in the Mayor's Small Business Advisory Cabinet, please visit the City of Buffalo's website. And with that, we can open to any questions.
How does a program like this help, especially given the small to a circumstances today with the tariff issues between the U.S. and Canada, especially with the tax community?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about, right? Getting together and talking about these things and making sure that we're finding mutual ground, and these things aren't impacting our communities as much as they could be if we weren't. So what we'll do is we'll bring people together from every corner of the city, every type of business, to hear about them, hear about their concerns. But we also want to hear about what's going well so we can build upon it. If a business comes in and say maybe they benefited from something, someone else might benefit from that as well. So it's not always a negative thing. It can be a positive thing. So I think by pulling everyone together, establishing that partnership and collaborating, we'll see some successes for our small business.
What's been the impact of the tariffs in the early stages? Have you talked to a number of other business owners over there?
Yeah, we've talked to business owners, and obviously it's a concern for a lot of them, especially being a border city that we are. Talked to the mayor of Fort Erie a number of times as well about issues that are going on but across the border here. And, you know, obviously with the tariffs and things like that and other things that have come out of Washington, there's a fear that it could hit our sales tax. Obviously, that's a major concern for us. So we continue to have conversations at the city level to see what we can do to push back against any programmatic cuts. Obviously, tariffs are not exactly in the city's wheelhouse, but anything we can do to push back on any of the programmatic cuts that exist as well. Yeah, it's obviously a concern. We know that people cross the border to shop, to attend Bills games, to attend Sabres games, whatever it might be throughout the community. So that's a concern that maybe some people wouldn't come at the level that they have in the past years. We've seen our sales tax numbers from the county stay consistent where they have been in the past. So that's a good thing now. We just hope that it doesn't tail off, and we'll continue to do what we have to here at the city, the county, the state level, to work together to make sure that we're pushing back against anything like that that would impact us in a negative way.
What are the biggest concerns right now for the small businesses in the city?
Yeah, I think that's the whole goal of the cabinet, to bring the small businesses together to hear from them and hear what concerns they have, what troubles they have, what roadblocks they might be meeting, whatever. Regardless of what they're trying to do, we've got to know what's going on with them. We've got to know how we can help them. If there's programs we have to put together at the city, if there's programs we could partner up with our different levels of government, that's what it's about, talking to our partners in the small business community so we can use the information that they deal with on a daily basis to inform the decisions that we're going to make and the benchmarks we want to set. So that input from them is what's going to drive this whole thing.